This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, love Paramount Plus. Watch them all the time.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Right before we went to break, Browns announcing oblique injury for Shedeur Sanders.
Did somebody say he might be hurt?
Held him out.
Anybody?
Well, we were wondering.
Anybody said it might be hurt today? I don't know. Help me. Champions pose? Twice in one day?
Well, you know, guy doesn't participate. It's either because they don't want him to or because he's hurt. So good job, Andy.
Everybody everybody assumed, like for the last hour, because he didn't take reps, that, oh, they don't want to give him the reps. They don't want to get, oh, they think Tyler Huntley is better. I'm like, take a breath for a second. Maybe he's banged up.
So if you have six quarterbacks and only two of them are healthy, how many quarterbacks do you really have?
You have one.
216-474-0092. And the healthy guy is 40.
Everything's going great.
The healthy guy is 40, and the other healthy guy showed up last week.
Is it?
Nothing to see. Everything's going wonderfully.
And one of those guys has made a Pro Bowl, and it's not the 18-year veteran who's 40.
Ignore the water. We're taking on the ship. We're doing well.
I want to bring up, like, I wonder
if... socks are wet because you didn't let them dry enough. You're fine.
Let's see. Torn Achilles, hamstring, strained hamstring, oblique. Those obliques can linger, Andy. Those obliques scream injured list.
They can. They can.
Ask you know, Travis Bazana.
I'm not going there. I was gonna never mind.
Oh, go there.
Oh no, I was just saying if they brought in maybe perhaps Siamese twins to play quarterback, would that count as one roster spot or two?
The hell?
I don't know. I'm just trying to add quarterbacks to the roster because that's all we do every day. Now, will they bring in another quarterback if he's hurt?
Dano, who do we expect to hear from in beautiful Philadelphia? We're not sure. Browns players will be speaking. We may have them for you right here. And, of course, press conferences on the Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. So we think a player or three might be stepping to the microphone. When they do, by golly, you'll hear them right here on the Fan.
Do you see my Maybe. Point about how we just jump the gun immediately?
Oh, you and I didn't, but everybody did.
Oh, I can't believe they're not giving him reps today. It looks so good. They don't want to give him a chance. But it's not a fair opportunity. I'm like, he's hurt.
That's the idea of a fanatic fan. People are freaking out. They want Shedeur. Great. I want Dylan Gabriel to get reps. I want Kenny Pickett to get reps. But there's a method to their madness, folks. And today, that madness was he apparently pulled an oblique or strained an oblique.
Everything's fine. Move along.
Maybe he'll be good to go tomorrow.
Nothing to see.
Good to go after the bye week.
I think what they want you to know is what Kevin said this morning when it comes to trying to figure out who the quarterback is. And now it is plastered on their website where there's a Kevin Stefanski soundbite that he talked about this morning, and he said, we're obsessed with player development. Which means don't be in a big hurry to see the rookies.
I think that's cut 12, Dano. Maybe we could play that. We'll find it here in a second.
It is all over there. It's there, but it's like a headline.
It's the process, Andy. Process and development. Process and development.
There you go.
Play it.
It's an all-encompassing evaluation. You know, week one is coming, and we'll make a decision there. But we're very, very obsessed with player development and the development of our quarterbacks. So that's really been something that we've worked hard at, whether it's reps in practice or the meeting rooms or the walkthroughs. We want to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to get these guys better.
There you go. There you go, Andy.
There you go, Jeff.
Well, no, seriously. And Chris Rose said it. We've been saying it all along. You don't draft franchise quarterbacks in the third and fifth round.
You don't.
What you do is you draft quarterbacks who you hope to develop. So what are you trying to do?
True.
Develop.
True.
You're developing both of them. And that's not a bad thing. Right? Bobby's in Willowick. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
Developers.
Couldn't be finer.
We draft them in the fifth round. I don't know if the Browns are falling apart. Then we got, you know, Miles speeding doing 176 miles an hour on the highway.
100. Let's add another 76. 100.
Oh, I heard. I thought it was like 176. I don't know.
Well, if you add the last, I think if you had two of the last,
I think it was 102.
It'd be like 109.
I don't think it works like that.
It's not a good role model. Nick Chubb would never do that. You know what I'm saying? We got to have role models. And, you know, now Shador, you know, even though he's a fifth round draft choice, you know, listen, the guy's human. He's going to get hurt. 35 other teams passed on him. You know what I'm saying? But listen, things happen. We're Cleveland. We just got to be tough. We got to take that punch to the mouth, you know?
Bobby, are you a parent?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you're the role model, okay? It's not a football player. Karen's in Parma.
Oh, but we're not allowed to look up to these players? Our kids can't look up to these guys?
You should be your role model.
I don't know, but I was in the same math classes. I was in the same math class.
Hang on, Karen. I'm not trusting a pro athlete to be the role model. Kids?
No, but I mean, it goes back to something we talked about before. You're going to buy a jersey. Whose jersey? You want to own a jersey. Whose jersey are you buying? You better be proud of the name,
Karen,
that's on the back of it. Hi, Karen.
Hi. First time caller.
Awesome. Oh, thank
you. My husband told me I should call.
Oh, right, your husband's a good man.
Is your husband Bill in Parma?
I think.
Is your husband Bill?
Huh?
Is your husband's name Bill in Parma?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
I think that they should let the players who are going to be playing that game vote for which quarterback they want to play with.
By God, that's right.
That's great. Yeah, that'd be it's a good way to run
Wouldn't
a team.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, let's vote. It's like
they're the ones that know the quarterback. They're the ones that are playing with them.
I'm going Tyler Huntley.
Well, whoever they want.
All right, Karen. Thank you very much.
Sure. Appreciate
the phone call.
How are we doing the vote?
Maybe
we going to put
last.
Their names on paper?
Let's see. Joe Flacco's 40. I don't want him hurt. Dylan Gabriel has a hamstring.
Wait, I thought we got
but
the
he's
vote.
Out there. Well, hold on. I'm laying out the guys who are here on the ballot.
Do we get a debate too? I'd love to put all five
Dylan,
of them on stage.
Like Dylan practice a little bit
like
more.
Like student council.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett went 7-on-7. There's a strained oblique for Shador. Tyler Huntley's healthy. We don't expect him to be here long term. I'm going Tyler Huntley. Either that or I'm calling Deshaun and seeing if he has 20 plays in him.
I would like to see Ethan Posick play quarterback. I'm going to vote for him because I'm the class clown.
You're something.
Well, if I get to vote, how about David Njoku? You think, what do you think he would be?
You're something.
We're going to let the players vote on the quarterback.
What's up, Q?
Yeah, how you doing, Jeff?
Andy? We're all right,
us,
Q.
Man.
Thank you.
Save us.
We need help, though. Yeah, come on.
You know what, guys? You know, I think everybody, just like you said, everybody need to pump their brakes. I got two things, Jeff. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the quarterback debacle. I think that, and it's just from my observation, I bet Dylan Gabriel has to go out there and at least look decent. Because if he doesn't, man, it's going to be pandemonium on the airwaves. And, by Shador going out there doing what he did, I think that that set the precedent for everybody that's coming after him.
To at least look competent, Q. I thought he did a nice job.
Exactly. And I think that if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and he does, like Daryl Ryder says, if he doesn't look the part, if he's just a terrible practice player, man, it's going to, I mean, the front office is going to look incompetent, you know. So, and you know, spinning off of that, you said something about Tillman. I heard you talking about Tillman yesterday.
You know what,
Jeff? I think that Tillman, though, I think him and Donovan Peoples-Jones are the same guy. Same build, same speed. You know, can Tillman catch better? I mean, because I think Donovan Peoples-Jones was the same guy.
Why you know what, Q, he looked, DPJ looked pretty good here for a while. And then they sent him to Detroit, and we haven't, you know, it's not been much. You're right. He didn't grow a whole lot. I think DPJ's got a little bigger, a little thicker build to him. And I think Cedric might be more of a playmaker. But that's interesting, because I thought DPJ showed that he could actually play receiver in this league, and he hasn't built on that.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right, Jeff. I just think that I don't think we're going to keep that many quarterbacks. I think the clock is ticking for Pickens.
For Flacco.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Philadelphia for Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel.
There's good, there's bad, and there's things that you want to improve on.
So Dylan, there's been obviously a new development today with the team telling us that Shador suffered an oblique injury early on in throwing drills, and I'm not sure what you know or what you don't know, but it looks now like you're probably going to get the start on Saturday, and so can you just talk about the opportunity that presents for you?
I have no clue what's going to happen. I'm just right where my feet are, but time will tell, and we'll see what happens, but that's up to the coaches, and you know, we got a lot of time up to that point.
And if you do get the start, what are you looking to show? You've been out for a little bit with your own hamstring.
Yep.
How frustrating has that been, and what are you looking to show if you do get out there?
Yeah, no frustration, just things that you got to get better from, you know, and things that you got to attack. You know, there's times where you're trying to get better and things don't go your way in that way, but it's just daily work to try and get back. And I try to just stay in the moment. I'll look forward to that moment once it comes and be right where my feet are. But, you know, I've known the best competitors have been be present and be themselves by competing at a high level, just one play at a time. So we'll see.
100%
now? We'll know here soon.
Have you ever dealt with a hamstring injury or another soft tissue injury, like when you were in college or anything?
Yeah, occasionally. I think when you're competing for a long time, there's times within, you know, the college periods or this training or whatever it may be where you have some time away and then you get right back. So it's just working through that process.
Just based on how you felt out there today, do you feel like if Kevin says, hey, we want to throw you out there to start this game, do you feel physically like you'll be up for that?
I don't know if I can answer that question, but I will say I do feel better from day one, and it's just been a good progression. So you just want to keep stacking it that way and keep feeling better. So I want to continue that trend.
What was the frustration like, you know, while you're kind of having to wait, you know, kind of?
There was no frustration, but keep going, sorry.
No, I mean, Ed, you've talked a lot about mental reps, you know, stealing reps and everything like that. When you're injured, you know, you at least were able out there and kind of watch the play, you know, in real time. How much did that help you kind of stay, not fall too far behind?
Yeah, I think for many people in any situation, you either look at things as a threat or an opportunity, and an emotionally healthy mind always sees it as opportunity. And for me, I just continue to try and be in that mental mindset and headspace. And every day is an opportunity. When you wake up, you can get better, or, you know, just coast. And for me, I'm always trying to get better, mental reps, whatever it may be, even in the training room, right? Or in the weight room, there's things that you can get better at. So that's what I'm focused on. And because I have that good headspace, I'm just always focused on that every single day.
How much do you feel for Shador that he comes here for these important practices?
Yeah, it's the worst part about football is injuries. So
do you feel at this stage of preseason, this is a critical week for you? Where you end up in the pecking order?
Every day is critical, though, you know? So you'd probably ask me that next week and the following. Every single day is critical. And you have to approach it every single day like that, because it's all you got, right? And you're only as good as your last outing. So, yes, every day, everything's critical. Everything's important. And it's got to be that way when you're playing against a high-level team every single week.
Do you guys feel like you are going to have a resolve, like when you get together as an offense tonight, a resolve to come back and be like cleaner ball tomorrow and hang on to it better and all of that?
Yeah, that's it's always our approach. You don't go into a practice thinking, hey, let's just give, you know what I mean? There's a way in which you want to practice, but, you know, you got to go do it. You know, that's the end. It's got to translate from the class to the field, and you got to, you know, approach a certain way because, you know, there's small details that could be the difference, and you don't know what will add up to be, you know, the difference in winning or losing.
We talked to Gage on Monday. Obviously, I think you, Shador, everybody's kind of built a pretty good chemistry. I think he's had a really solid camp. Just what's it been like to watch him sort of as an undrafted rookie sort of develop and, you know, grow and put some good things on the
team? Extremely competitive. I think he approaches every single day a certain way, and you can feel that as a quarterback. And you appreciate it. And you also want to get the ball to him because you know he's going to make a play if there's a certain alert or a time where you can, you know, maximize his ability. And I think he's just been just very consistent. And that's what you need in a guy like him. And he's done that every single day.
You good?
Very good.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's Dylan Gabriel, Browns quarterback. Will he be the Browns' starting quarterback coming up Saturday in Philadelphia, 1 o'clock? We'll find out, but maybe not a coincidence that he spoke to the media today. Who knows? Press conferences on the Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. Joe Flacco apparently getting ready to speak in Philadelphia as well, so here he comes.
In fact, I'm glad you brought that up because we now go live to Philadelphia for Browns quarterback Joe Flacco.
Natural thing. And so, like, being in these environments and learning how to, like, still go out and just play within yourself is a learning. It's a learning experience. I thought today was a good day for us. You know, not necessarily from that, but now that I think about it, that also. But, you know, the amount of reps we got today, a good football team, it was a good test for us today. It was a lot of good work.
Do you feel like you guys will kind of put your heads together and maybe in a meeting and have resolve to play cleaner ball tomorrow when you come out here against these guys tomorrow?
Honestly, like I think you do that every time you go and look at the tape as you're trying to clean stuff up. But like I said, I mean, ultimately, like, you're here to kind of find out a little bit about yourself and grind a little bit and have a tough day. And I really do think that when we look at the film, we're going to be able to find out a lot about, you know, what we are. And then just going through that together and, you know, having a good, like I said, good, tough, competitive practice, I think it was a good day for us.
Did you sense a difference in intensity even from even last Wednesday to this Wednesday, you know, the one in Carolina today?
No, it was just a little bit different practice setup. So it just kind of goes a certain way a little bit like that. You know, last week, you know, we came out and did a couple 7-on-7s and a couple teams, and it was pretty kind of just like, all right, boom, boom, boom. And this week we kind of came out and had like a pretty traditional training camp practice where we're able to grind through stuff a little bit. And anytime you have those practices where you're running 80 plays, you know, you're going to have some ugly and you're going to have some good. And that's why it's about the competition, and it's about kind of finding out a little bit about what we are.
Joe, I know you didn't really get to see your own defense today, but watching them, it looks like the guys up front got quite a bit of pressure and found some success on the other field. So just how formidable have they looked throughout camp and deep so far?
We've been going against them every day, honestly. And listen, I think if you look at both of these teams, they got some really good players up front. That's where football starts. It starts up front. So if you can get those guys going, you have a really good shot to be a good football team. And I think we got one. So,
what do you think you found out about yourselves today as an offense? You learned some things.
I think we found out, like, hey, we can push through some stuff. I think we also learned that, man, we need to learn that to a certain extent. We need to learn how to push through a little bit better, and, you know, and stuff like that. But ultimately, it was good. I think it was a lot of good came from this practice. You need to have these types of days where you come out here and grind a little bit, and. And listen, like, we were going at a pretty fast pace here too, like on our side of the field, you know. So we're grinding. Like, I think everybody on that field could feel that a little bit. And we want to be a team that plays with that. So that's a positive, to be able to go out there and run that many plays in that time frame and be clean and in the operation. I think that was really good. I think you could feel that on both sides of the ball, where guys, you know, it felt like we were running a lot of plays. But it went both ways. I think it was, like I said, I keep saying it, but it was a good test for us. And I think we found out that, like, hey, we know we got some guys that can kind of push through this if when we need to. So,
Joe, you've been in this league a long time. Obviously, you've seen so many different versions of training camp, joint practices, all that. What do you feel maybe given your experience, like you specifically, individually, and a team gets out of a joint press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Practice versus like even a preseason game or just like your standard training.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, everybody, these, I would say I've never loved like traveling and going and doing a practice against somebody else, but it's kind of what we talked about earlier on, you know, you have to, if in order to play this game at a high level, you have to be able to compete, but also not have your mind racing and get so revved up. Like, it's such an emotional game, right, for pretty much every position on the field. And you have to bring that to the field. But how do you play with that emotion but also be within yourselves and within the scheme and within all that? And then just concentrate on the basics of catching the football and running with the football. Like, how do you balance both of them? And I think being in an environment against a different team, it gives you, like, that experience. And then you can look back on it and say, man, why was I – like, why did I do this thing extra this time when I normally would have just taken four steps and caught the ball? Why did I decide to do a little bit extra at the top of my route? Next time I won't do that. Like, you don't need, you know, like, so anytime you have like actual competition, I think when you have guys that are willing to like work through it and know that it's not always going to be pretty, you find out a little bit about how to like actually go into that competition and still relax and play.
Obviously this quarterback situation has been kind of unique right from the start. The numbers with the two drafted rookies with you coming in. As it has played out and some of the injuries have shifted the dynamics, how different has it felt to you? How has it affected your preparation?
It's interesting. I mean, I think you can probably sit up at night and think about different ways to approach these types of things, but All I'm doing is going out there and trying to take advantage of whatever I'm doing. Whatever I'm preparing as normal, training camp as normal. Whenever I get the rep, go out there and do the best you can. Play within yourself, relax. I think it is hard when you're only getting a couple reps here and there, because you try. It goes back that you try so hard to be perfect, and then usually you end up hurting yourself a little bit. But the last couple of weeks, honestly, I mean, it's been pretty good for me. I've got to get more reps and get comfortable, and you know, feel like I'm doing things at a pretty high level, so I can't complain.
They don't have obviously a competition going on. It looked like Hurts had 90% of the reps today. How does that contribute to the rhythm of the offense, not just you?
Yeah, no, that's big. You know, like it's obviously advantageous to have a guy back there 90% of the time. And you get going with everybody. You get to hear the cadence. You get to see how he operates and see how he does through tough times and good times. And yeah, that's all great. But you know, in this league, you know, the situation isn't always just laid out for you perfectly. You got to be able to adapt. And there's no excuses once it all starts. It's about winning football games no matter what. You know, and that's the way I approach it.
Joe, the team told us that Shador suffered an oblique injury in early throwing drills. I'm just wondering, you know how tough that must be on Shador to have to deal with something like that. But did you have any words of encouragement for him? Did you know that was going on? And just kind of, what are your thoughts on?
Yeah, he said something about it, and I don't know what can I do. You know, sorry, man. You know. It's kind of tough, you know, like we all want to be out there and getting reps. But hey, that's what training camp and football is all about. You know, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes you got to deal with them, and it is what it is.
Dylan's coming back, you know, from a hamstring. How have you noticed him kind of progressing, you know, as he's gotten back into a flow of getting more, you know, team reps type of stuff?
You know, me and Dan were just laughing. You guys like to ask me about these guys. And what if I just said like, you know, honestly, though, guys, we're in that room together and we're all doing things together. But when it comes out in this field, like, I'm not super worried about what Dylan's doing to get back from his hamstring. You know, like, I'm focused on us getting better and us doing the best we can against Philly. And that includes him. Like, you know, you want to see him get out there and have good reps and do those things. But as far as like him coming back and getting ready, like, listen, I know he's itching to get back out there. Like anytime that when you're young and you're in a, you know, you're in a quarterback room that's having a competition and you don't get to be out there every day, that's tough. You know, so you know, my message to him would just be like, hey, don't press. Just go out there and be yourself. Like, just because you missed a little bit of time here and there, that doesn't mean that you have to go out and do extra when you get out there. Just go play your game, you know? And so if there was a message for him, that would be it.
From a measuring stick standpoint, I mean, how valuable is this to go against the number one defense from last year, the Super Bowl champions, for you guys to really see where you are?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, sometimes when you get in practices like this, I don't know if you can truly say, oh, man, we won today or we lost today. But you can find out about how tough guys are and the guys that stick it out and really stick their nose in there and step up to the occasion of playing against a good team, and they're not afraid to do it. And, you know, you don't think that would happen at this level where you get guys that maybe get a little bit timid in certain situations. But, hey, people are, you know, there's human nature in some things. So I think you get to find out a lot about the mental makeup of your team in these environments. And, you know, I once again, I think that was a good job for us today.
Just a couple more.
What was your impression of the Eagles' defense? They've had a lot of pieces change since last year.
For sure. You know, it's such a small sample size. They look like they have some dudes up front, and they have some experience in the back end, whether that's experience of like years in the league or just guys that, you know, have a good feel for the game. And they're very well coached. I know that. So they got a lot of things going for them.
Kevin said early on in camp that he wants to make a decision on who the starter is sooner rather than later. Do you kind of get the sense that, especially knowing next week he kind of likes to treat it as like a dress rehearsal, that this week is going to sort of set the stage for that decision to be made?
Kevin's Kevin, man. He's the one in charge, and I'm not really looking into when he's going to do things and why he's going to do things. As I've said, I'm just kind of going out there and being myself and feel really confident about, you know, what I've been doing. So that's all I can do.
Very good.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's one thing we just heard Joe Flacco say that I think everybody needs to realize. Joe is not an assistant coach.
I was just going to say, they're asking him questions like he's the quarterback coach, right?
He's not. Joe's trying to beat out these guys. He wants to play. And I understand everybody asking, what does this guy? Players in camp, Andy, and Joe said it, you know it, I know it, they don't care a whole lot about their teammates and what they're doing. They have to be focused on themselves, especially at this time of the year. They're trying to earn a position. And that's what their big concern is. It's not, I mean, is he going to help Shador? Sure. Sanders asks him a question. Dylan Gabriel? Sure. But Joe Flacco's job is to have Joe Flacco be at the peak of what he can do as a football player. It's not to help the other guys. That's not his job. Can he? Sure. Will he? Sure. But that's not his job.
Right. I just think that he's in a position, obviously, to have the job. I think sometimes, though, when you have players that are super comfortable in what they're doing, and perhaps you bring in a rookie that you know is not going to start and is not going to take your job maybe within the next year, or has the same job, like multiple wide receiver positions, and the coaching staff comes over, and this is what being a great leader is all about. Once you know that you're comfortable in your own skin to be able to do the job you're supposed to do, that there's nothing wrong with taking a young guy under your wing when you're a veteran and trying to help them out. But Jeff, you're 100%. I love the fact that Flacco kind of laughed at these guys. They're like, hey, I can't sit here and worry about Dylan's hamstring.
It's not his gig.
That's not his job.
Oh.
Right. But there are situations where if the organization's trying to get a guy ready for the future, and you've got a guy that's in the present right now that is helping out the team, I don't think there's anything wrong with building that relationship that way and trying to help a guy out. I don't think there's anything wrong at all.
I would agree with that.
Okay. The kids may be watching that at home. Funny how TV shows can slip into your vocabulary.
Isn't it the truth?
Yes.
That's the truth. I wrote down a couple of things. First of all, I want to go back to Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that Joe Flacco thought they got a lot of work in, and good work, he called it. And again, it's not Joe's job to get these guys ready. Doesn't Dylan Gabriel sound like a guy who's really level-headed, even keel, and completely prepared for this opportunity to win a spot on an NFL team?
Why do you go to college, Jeff? To get educated perhaps be able to do what you want to do for your professional life.
He
got the most out of his education.
Yep. He's very, very direct. He's not rude. He knows what he's talking about. He's very direct. He doesn't, for instance, Shador shows a lot more personality when they chat. Does that mean anything? No.
No.
Doesn't mean anything. But Dylan just seems all business here. And he knows what he has to do, Andy. And he has the cliches down. Be where my feet are and one play at a time.
The thing about Gabriel in the beginning was it sounds like you're going to start on Saturday. I
haven't heard a word.
Anytime a player, well, yeah, I'm expecting to start. I mean, come on.
If they don't start Shador's me, they're hurt. Idiots.
I mean, do you really think a quarterback's going to come back? I know they have to ask a question, so I'm picking on the media, but it's, yeah, oh yeah, you know, I'm totally starting. I don't understand why. Well, Flacco, come on, why would they start Flacco? I mean,
Andy,
look at me, man. Yeah. I'm a third round pick. He's not going to do that.
Right now, they have two healthy quarterbacks. Three if Gabriel's good to go. And judging by what happened today, you would assume yes. But think about that. What if something happens tomorrow? And you're only healthy. Let's just say, unfortunately, Dylan tweaks his hamstring. Let's say that. Then you got Tyler Huntley and Joe Flacco. That's what you've got. Oh, goodness gracious. Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Nelson, you with us?
Hey there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, buddy.
I lost her for a minute. You know, Jeff, I was going to say, or Andy, like death and taxes in Cleveland Browns quarterback talk, right? Like, sorry you used the cheesy analogy, but it is true. the one thing I wanted to say, right, like if Dylan Gabriel plays football just half as good as he addresses the media, I think we have a Hall of Famer. I mean, that kid is amazing. And I'm intrigued by what he could do on the field. I was probably in the minority, right? You know, the thought that he could potentially be a good find for the Browns. But this I'll say, and I'll leave you with this, right? Like, very few organizations in the NFL get credit for managing player development. And for understandable reasons, the Cleveland Browns is not one of those organizations. And I have to say that as a fanatic, it can be frustrating to see, you know, how long it has taken us to finally settle on that position. But I am optimistic this time around by, I think, what the organization is doing, and it's doing it the right way, right? And like you, Jeff, I'm dying to see what Kenny Pickett and Dylan can do. I love Joe. I love what he did when he was here the first time around. But we need to see if any of these young guys, or Shadur for that matter, right, will be able to carry us through, you know, in the future. But thank you for the time, as always, guys.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. You heard Dylan Gabriel. He sounds like a pro. I can't wait to see him on the field. You know, we there was something, though, right before we went to the press conferences that Q said, and Q called the show, and he said something. And, Andy, I think he's fairly accurate. And let me just throw the word out at you, and I want you to think about it, and then I want to talk about it. He called it the quarterback debacle. Is it or isn't it? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Season.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We were just talking about Joe Flacco and the young guys and everything else. A good buddy of ours just sent me a text. Said, Jeff, did you ever take your kids to a petting zoo when they were little? If you did, and you bought a bucket of the food pellets to feed the deer?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
You probably remember the big deer doesn't step aside so the little Bambi can eat. That's how I compare veterans competing for a starting job with younger players. That's good stuff right there.
There you go.
If he tells me I can out him, I'll out him, but that's good stuff right there. And that's what Joe Flacco's doing. Hey, Shador has an oblique injury. Tough. I'm not going to tell you that publicly. But
how long does oblique keep you out?
Well, Andy, let me tell you.
Yeah.
An oblique grade one strain is a mild strain with minimal muscle fiber damage.
Oh, okay.
The term micro tears.
A grade three is actually a severe strain, potentially involving a muscle rupture.
Ooh, that's not
so
good.
So we don't know.
Rupture's bad. Don't like rupture.
Symptoms, bad. Pain can be sharp or dull, may worsen with movement. Treatment, rest. Mm. Avoiding activities that aggravate the pain is crucial for healing. You want ice. You want compression. You want pain relievers and physical therapy and maybe some injections. Surgery's rarely needed.
Oh,
but
good.
Return to activity. Gradual return. Oblique injury. It's important to gradually increase activity levels to avoid re-injury.
Ah,
gradually.
Gotcha.
That internet's a hell of a thing.
That doesn't sound like you go back and practice against Philadelphia and then play on Saturday, does it?
Well, no, not this week. But you got to wonder how severe the oblique injury is, right?
That's well, what we're trying to figure out right now. You do.
Like, maybe we'll probably find out tomorrow morning.
Here's the thing.
Thank you, Dr. Redpen.
You're welcome. There are two injuries that seem to take longer to heal than you kind of think injuries should take to heal sometimes.
Okay.
Hamstrings. Because have you ever had a hamstring injury?
I probably have.
I had one, a really bad one. And
I mean, I've had pulls.
You don't want to, if you push it and you go back out and you try and do something again, you can really easily aggravate it. And the other one is the oblique injury that you hear so much about.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually calls for shutting it down and letting it heal. So let's assume it's really minor and he felt just a little twinge in the side.
Next week.
Well, maybe even tomorrow. Maybe even tomorrow. Who knows? If it's more serious, there's your man on the IR, Andy. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, we're less
Pickett's
than
working
we're,
his
we're,
way back
we're a month
in,
away
right?
from the start of the season, right?
Keep yeah. Tyler Huntley.
Well, and Dan?
And you're going to keep four quarterbacks right. on the roster Dan, with Tyler
right,
Huntley?
Right
Come
now you
on.
Have no. Right now you have two healthy quarterbacks.
I'm just a hungry man that doesn't want to pay for dinner.
You
Anyway,
have,
I can figure this out. I'm looking for it.
You have six of them, and two of them are healthy. I'm sorry.
And one of them's 40.
Q threw
the
out.
Old guy.
Can we stop
one.
Throwing his age out there? Can we just stop?
No, you would think he's the most prone to injury.
Oh, you're saying that the 40-year-old is healthy. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, the 40-year-old's healthy. Good for him.
He's the healthy one. It's the young ones that are all banged up.
He's the one who's healthy, keeping his mouth closed when Shador's oblique injury. Hey, I don't know. Dylan's hamstring.
Would it be great if it would have turned? You know, it's a grade whatever, and you know, I had a chance to look at it while we were back in the quarterback
room.
When
I took pre-med online courses while I was sitting on the couch,
and I could tell by the pressure test that I was giving him because I have a special machine that tells me what grade it is without actually looking at it.
And
it's just outstanding.
Our dedicated caller Q, before we went to all the press conferences, called and oblique has a Q in it. By the way. Called the quarterback situation a debacle. Is it a debacle?
It's more like a roulette wheel right now.
I don't think it's a debacle yet, but you know what? Kevin has talked about naming a starting quarterback and blah, 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 blah. Get through Saturday's game, and then in your press conference on Sunday, name your starter. Let's go.
Mary you think Kate, he's doing that?
Yeah.
I think
he should. I think he should.
You think he should? Do you think he will?
Calm calm everything down. Put everybody in their proper place. Get everybody ready and go.
Dan, give me the odds.
Mary Kay was with us yesterday, and Mary Kay thought that the game three would be the dress rehearsal against the Rams here in Cleveland. Well, if it's the dress rehearsal, you should know your starting quarterback before you go into it. So just go ahead and name him.
Give me the odds on this. Ready?
Okay.
He either is on Saturday, maybe does he do a Sunday available? Monday. He'll tell you are the odds greater that he will tell you who the starting quarterback is week one after this game, or will he tell you the day he's going to tell you who's the starting quarterback? So he's either going to tell you or either. Tell you when he's going to tell you.
I don't think you're getting either. I bet you he'll come out and do the Kevin Stefanski tap dance on the Sunday/Monday presser that he does very, very well. Then on, let's say, Wednesday.
He does very, very well.
We'll say Wednesday. He'll say so-and-so is going to start the third preseason game. And then not say anything about it, including, we're going to evaluate, we're going to do this. And especially post-game, he'll go, we'll evaluate the position. And I bet you the Monday of game week, you're going to find out who the starting quarterback is.
I think
Monday of game week?
I think so.
You don't think he's going to name a starter until after the preseason and the Monday before the first game?
I think he names the starter right after the Rams game.
Oh, I don't think so. These coaches love this whole idea of, we have to play everything very close to the vest, so then that way these teams have to prepare for all five of our quarterbacks.
Or is it this? You're going to keep your mouth shut, not say a word, because you don't know what you're going to get in a trade offer? For which guy?
Oh, now you're talking trade. That's the first time I've heard you talk trade.
Well,
first time.
Andy, you now have five quarterbacks.
Six.
You're not keeping five. that I guarantee you, Andy. I'll go with you on that one. You're not keeping five. You're not keeping five. Somebody's going to have to.
But
go.
If you keep four active in Deshaun, that's five, Jeff. I can do the math on
no,
that.
No, I mean, I'm not even counting Deshaun.
Oh, Deshaun.
You're not keeping five. Hey, there's the possibility Tyler Huntley goes out and plays on Saturday and looks great. and then to me, you trade Tyler Huntley. Somebody might need him. Now, what are you going to get for him?
This has got to be a drinking game somewhere, right?
Can we go?
This has got to be a drinking game. And Huntley's the one
Huntley's
where you,
the wild
you got to finish the.
Oh, that's the finisher beer.
Take two shots there.
That's the finisher beer.
Oh.
Can we just all go?
Does anybody
down?
Have a headache over this?
I want to lie down.
I suddenly have a headache.
Well, that's why Q called it a debacle. See, that's. I think they need to bring.
Who was the caller we had today? Said this is great. Every team's going to do this every year now.
I think they need to bring some clarity to this, which is why I think that they'll name a starter before the third preseason game.
Even Jerry Jones is like, boy, this might be too much pub.
You know what, boys? Enjoy being relevant right now, because once the season starts, we will not be relevant anymore. How do you tell a good team from a bad team? All the news that comes out of training camp, right? Good teams aren't worrying about any of this stuff. Like, have we heard one quote from Philadelphia today? Other than, it was a good joint practice.
We weren't planning to.
Good joint practice. The Browns were here today. Yes, I forgot about that. Excuse me, the glare off my Super Bowl trophy is blinding my eyes right now. That's what I'm worried about. You know, are we using the right polish on the Lombardi?
So Shadur has had a dead arm, sore arm, whatever you want to call it,
yeah. And
now an oblique injury. Problem?
For a regular, everyday, average fifth-round pick, maybe, but not for Shadur. Remember, can't make the club from the tub. And for fifth-rounders, that sometimes holds true, especially on good teams.
My buddy,
I don't think he's in that world.
My buddy RG sent me a text earlier in the day.
Is he RG2 or RG4?
No.
I know you're not friends with RG3.
He sent me a text earlier in the day. And he said, don't be surprised if one or two guys go on the short-term IR with that hammy. And I said, yeah, of course, that's an easy solution. He says, in Cleveland, no way are all four going to be healthy. He just sent me a text. Called it. Sure, the fans are panicked now. That's easy to call when three of the guys were already injured, and now it's a fourth. I'm not laughing at their injuries. I'm laughing at the lunacy of the situation.
All right, how does this change Sanders' situation?
Well, we don't know the severity of it. If it's severe, Andy, and they got to shut him down, well, he's going on the IR. He's your IR guy.
And that would take him out, what, for the first 4 weeks of the season?
I believe.
I think that's the first 4 weeks of the regular season. But you don't have to make that designation until roster cutdown day.
I believe that's all correct. But, you know, if Kenny Pickett's hamstring is problematic, which I would assume it's not that problematic because he actually participated in some drills today. And Dylan Gabriel's hamstring apparently is healed because he participated, Dano, a couple of first-team reps for Dylan Gabriel and was involved in 11-on-11s.
Correct.
But it was a conspiracy.
So the top guy now on the injury hit list is Shedeur Sanders because we don't know anything yet.
His ouchie is the latest ouchie.
Yeah, that's it. And yet there's 40-year-old Joe. Hey!
Look at me.
Looking good.
Metamucil, kids. We're not talking fiber issues for me, are we? No, I'm still playing. I'm 40.
Okay.
Right? The young kid's got some muscle fiber issues. I don't know. Does Metamucil
Chris have Easterling of the Beacon Journal, Ohio.com, where you can read all of Chris's work, was in Philadelphia. Maybe he was standing by when Shedeur injured his oblique. Chris is going to join us next, get his thoughts from practice today, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.